centering and targeting on some of these coaches. As you know, his very popular Pepsi postgame show will start up on August 23rd. And Pigskin, before we even start, you got a preview show coming up next month?
We do, Lee. Thanks. We got 2 hours of we have a lot of coaches that we hear from during the course of the 2 hours, and we pretty much preview all 33 teams down here on the coast. We're going to have that Tuesday, the week before the season starts. It'll be a Tuesday evening, I believe. The schedule set it up for around 6 o'clock. Ben Thomas is getting a bunch of stuff together for years. Randy Kennedy and myself and Ben have been, you know, covering high school for WNSP, and that's a fun 2 hours. It's hard to get all the teams in there within that 2 hours because we're up to 33 now with a couple of additions in Baldwin County, but we'll have that going Tuesday, August 13th, about 6 p.m.
Pigskin, the day yesterday started at Ladd People Stadium with Theodore. It ended later yesterday afternoon with Blunt. Let's give me some of the highlights, some of the coaches' comments or players' comments that really took you by, not so much by surprise, but that really got your attention.
Yeah, there's a lot of optimism. There's some teams looking to bounce back. We heard from Blunt and Lev Holly. They've been such a good program for a number of years, and this is a rare feat where they didn't make the playoffs last year. They'd gone 11 straight years, and we heard from Lev Holly yesterday, and they only had 19 seniors, maybe less than that, on that roster last year. They're going to be better. It was good to hear from him. Some of the coaches that are looking to make a big move with their program, Murphy, they bring in a new coach. We heard from Rico Jackson. And over the last couple of days, Steve Norman at Baker looking to get that program turned around. And Davidson's Rick Colley, I mentioned him yesterday. He was there Monday. So it's always fun. You never know what these coaches are going to say or what the next topic's going to be. I thought one of the highlights yesterday was Ron Lee of St. Luke's. Someone asked him about the new stadium behind the school. They started that last year. They're playing their games right on campus, which is awesome. And he said, it's kind of like for these other teams coming to play us, it's kind of like they're coming to play at Mayberry. The people are nice. They're friendly. You come in, it's a warm atmosphere. And I thought it was pretty funny. The first player, St. Luke's had three players to come to the podium. The first player up there, someone in the media, smartly asked, have you ever heard of Mayberry? And that player said, no, never heard of them. And I was like, really? And then the second player got up, and I was curious because huge Andy Griffith fan myself and Randy Kennedy as well. And I asked him, you know, have you heard of Mayberry? He said, no, never heard of it. And I looked at the Coach Lee, and I said, well, Coach, we're 0-2. And the player quickly responded, well, you're about to be 0-3 because none of us have ever heard of Mayberry. So you never know what you're going to get up there. And, St. Luke's and other coaches were well represented. Dedrick Sumter Williamson, he told us yesterday something interesting. I've never heard of one of our high school teams hiring a female coach, but he said he's been trying to work on a female coach for 2 or 3 years. He has a young lady that her name is Loretta Douglas. She is now part of the staff. He said that she's vocal, she's intense, and she's going to be good for this Williamson team. He said, it's interesting to have a female perspective as an assistant coach, he said, because the players respond differently. You know, it's kind of like when your mom walks into the room and says something or has something stern to say, your attention's a little different. So I thought that was very interesting yesterday.
Pigskin, you heard from two coaches who went to state championship games last year, Viger and Coach Scott and UMS Wright and Coach Curtis. UMS Wright won. They've won two in a row. Just talk about those two programs and what they have coming back, and does it look good for them this year?
I think it does. We did hear from UMS and Viger. Emotional Derek Scott. I mean, you can tell that he doesn't take anything for granted. And he had the same kind of attitude in the playoffs last year once he got there. He was just glad to have been there. He said that it wasn't just that team that got Viger there this past season. He said that's been building momentum for 2 or 3 years. And they lost a lot of good players, but Viger does have some good players coming back. Sidney Williams, their cornerback, being recruited heavy by Kevin Steele at Auburn. Georgia has an offer to him, so Sidney Williams is a really good player. And by the way, his GPA is way up there. When he visited Auburn, one of the most impressive things I heard Sidney say was he said, first thing I do is go talk to student athletes to get a feel of the academic of that program. So I thought that was pretty cool. UMS Wright, yeah, they unbelievable run to the playoffs last year. Terry Curtis has a lot of good players coming back. They're probably going to be preseason number one. I have little doubt UMS is going to be right there all year. Keyshawn Woodyard, very talented player, getting some SEC offers from Ole Miss, and he's a wide receiver at UMS. They've been very good on not only running backs for years, but now they're going to have a couple of good wide receivers over there with the Bulldogs program too. Lee, I want to mention one thing that I was just noticing a stat that's incredible. I don't think this happened in the state of Alabama last year. I don't know how long it's been like that, but if you go look at how successful some of our teams were locally last year, now 7A, we have 9 local teams, and Theodore took out McGill. That was impressive by them. But if you look at Class 6A all the way down to 1A, the Class 6A is all local teams. Spanish Fort went undefeated. Really went through a very impressive stats to go undefeated. But when you go all the way from 5A down to 1A, we have a lot of teams outside Mobile County and Baldwin County in those regions. Every one of those regions from 1A up to 5A, not only did we have a local team to win a region championship, but every one of those teams went undefeated. Vigor, You're the Wolf, went undefeated in the region. UMS Wright, we know what they did. Mobile Christian won their region in 3A. In 2A, Cottage Hill had a tremendous year making the playoffs and winning a playoff game for the first time in that program's history. They went undefeated and won 2A Region 1. And St. Luke's, who's had two great years back-to-back, they went undefeated. I got to looking at that, just thought that was really impressive, and that's why the Gulf Coast down here is thought of around the state as really good football, and last year was a perfect example of that.
Pigskin, you were telling me yesterday about a player or two that made quite an impression when talking to the media. You want to talk about that individual?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring up St. Luke's again. I thought this was the star of the day. Media each year is always amazed at the poise of some of these players. And I'm going to tell you what, Lee, St. Luke's had an offensive lineman, Stephon Ward. I mean, he got up there. He was well-spoken, looked like he was prepared of what he was going to say. He sounded like one of these veteran coaches. When he was talking, I'm like, man, he sounds like he's been in college for 5 years. Just answered the questions like a veteran coach would. And I think the first question to him, and I think Bree McNaught from Fox 10 asked this. She said, were you ever president of one of your classes in school? He said, well, actually, as a junior last year, I was president. And then I had to ask him once, we got to ask him questions. I said, have you ever considered being a coach? And he looked down at Coach Ryan Lee and said, yeah, I'm probably going to replace this guy one day. And I would love to be a head coach. And of all the years, that was, he was just spot on. And I think Randy and Craig had him on the afternoon sports drive. And I know those guys have been doing that show for 10 or 12 years. I'm not sure he's ever spotted a player like that to where he just wanted to get him on. And I did hear that interview yesterday on WNSP Afternoon Sports Drive, and it caught my attention that he said that one day he wants to teach, and he wants to teach World War II because he's such a fanatic with the movies like Schindler's List, and I've never heard of the one that's called Kid in the Striped Pajamas. He said he's just a World II fanatic, and I thought that was pretty cool to hear his comments and just how poised he was up there yesterday.
And today you'll be hearing from, I assume, most of the coaches over in Baldwin County?
We are. Baldwin County Day is today. And, by the way, Lee, I do want to thank, like with Ben Thomas, Vic Knight, they're great hosts at Ladd People Stadium. And they have refreshments for all the players. And the last 2 days, really appreciate what they've done. But Daphne's Kenny King will host us over at Daphne High School. We'll hear from all the Baldwin County teams. There's two new teams on the agenda that's part of the program. Orange Beach, Chase Smith is going to be taking over there, and we heard from Greg Seibert last year, but Alberta, pretty new program. All 11 teams of Baldwin County is going to be represented there, and some of the players I'm looking forward to hearing. Spanish Fort, always loaded. Chris Abrams-James committed to Ole Miss back in June. He'll be there today. Jackson Burkhalter, a really good quarterback with Spanish Fort. We'll see how far they go. And Lee, one team to watch out for is Baldwin County. They've been so close. Nathan McDaniel's group, has really had good teams, but they're in that 6A Region 1. It's hard to win. And Jeremy Morris is a good defensive lineman, has an offer from Missouri. Anthony Mix Jr. is only a sophomore. Lee, I know you remember Anthony Mix, the really good talented wide receiver at Auburn. His son now is already playing high school. So how about that, man? That makes us feel pretty old, doesn't it?
yeah, I'll tell you, when I go out to broadcast these games and I see, for instance, Daphne, their quarterback, battle, and I used to broadcast when his dad was patrolling center field for the Jags. Yeah, that does age you a bit. Look, always appreciate you coming on.